Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
Enjoy life and loved ones now. Mentor when you can. Silence allows us to hear the inner voice and concentrate on the good. Welcome to Faceted Gems. You're on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and I'm your host, Diane Murray Ward. We have been fortunate to have several wonderful professions and guests on this monthly program. We have had a variety of careers, and I'm just going to highlight just a few of them. We've had so many wonderful guests from all over the world and from a variety of different backgrounds and ethnicities and ages. And I think that adds to bringing people closer together and also sharing our commonality as individuals who are always seeking to find and explore and share and network with each other ideas and longings and those dreams that we all have to explore and understand those other facets of ourselves. And that's basically what Faceted Gems is about, to get us to understand and to explore and not be afraid of those other facets of ourselves that we can develop and nurture and possibly build into second and third careers. We had one gentleman on that became an apprentice to someone who has a dry cleaning business. Apprenticeship is known all over the world. It is a common practice for individuals to take someone under their wing and teach them the ins and outs of a business. And it's a wonderful practice because you get to watch this person grow. You get to have them understand the nuances of a business. And sometimes when you're learning something, it's the intangibles that you just can't teach. It's something someone has to experience, and you watch them grow as they develop. And therefore, it's a wonderful opportunity for this gentleman to be able to study alongside and learn from the owner of this establishment and then get those intangibles under his belt. There's also a program on television where it shows in another country where this young lady is an apprenticeship to someone who does textile and dyeing, and she dyes the fabrics, and she developed these wonderful, wonderful pouches and bags and all kinds of ornaments. And this young lady is her apprentice. And that's where some of that unwritten skill and joy comes from. I'm sure it happens from both the one who's teaching and the one who's learning. We had somebody on the air who also is an artisan and a jeweler and has developed that skill to wellness and care and comfort. And the way she did that was to explain to individuals how each stone and gem and mineral that she uses to develop her jewelry can be custom made, can show the health benefits, can promote healing and wholeness. And she's developed that because she's also a spiritual person into a wellness kind of being. And with that, she has expanded her thinking to include meditation and homeotherapy and mental awareness and just a whole variety of different things, whether it be lotions, creams, whatever. She has drawn to her individuals, like-minded individuals, because they also realize the benefit and the wealth from ancient healing stones, ancient remedies, ancient salves, ancient herbs. All of that is used in modern medicine, and she has incorporated all of that thinking into her art, into the form of her art. She makes wonderful jewelry, and she is constantly inspired by former clients, by people that commission her to make pieces. And because she is always open to that learning and that direction and that purpose, she is constantly surprised. She is constantly open to and welcoming to ideas. And you see, that's part of what Faceted Gems is also about. We highlight the fact that individuals are not afraid to learn, and they're always willing and able to say they don't know everything just yet. So they're willing to ask for help, and they're willing to receive it, and they're constantly willing to learn. We had someone also on the air who coaches both in educational and job development and counseling. One of the things we have learned is that if you don't ask for help, no one knows that you need it. Again, a very warm, welcoming person who avails her experience, uses her experience, her education, her knowledge base, her job experience, which has been rather extensive, and share what she's learned, life lessons that she has learned, and shares that with her clients. Her clients of all ages. She has college students. She has older people. She has all kinds of people ranging from all areas of life, but all seeking, all trying to better themselves, develop themselves, open to education, open to opportunity, open to volunteering, open to internships. Sometimes that's what we have to do. Sometimes you have to volunteer. Sometimes you have to accept those internships that may not pay much or anything at all. But realize that the lesson that you're learning, the lesson that you're learning is one that allows you to use that base of knowledge and promote yourself to an even higher level. It's not always about the money. You have to have something that someone is interested in order to make that work, to add to their experience and yours. Because for every experience, there is a lesson. And that lesson promotes us onward. We had a lady on the air who is now a chef. She went to school while she was working full-time as an executive assistant. She always enjoyed cooking. She watched her mom and grandmother cook. It has always been a passion for her. She decided to explore the culinary arts, food preparation, food design, business development. She worked full-time every day, Monday through Friday, and went to school in evenings. She did whatever she had to do. Again, not easy being a wife and mother, but it was her dream. And she was able to actualize that dream because she has a business. And she has a business that has expanded through networking, through clients that come back and have shared what she's cooked with others. Is she tired? It's a good tired. Is she exhausted? It's a good exhausted. Would she do anything else? Never. She has been able to actualize her dream through a lot of hard work, through the support of her family and friends, and she couldn't imagine doing anything else. Again, she went to school. She worked hard. She invested in herself. And sometimes that's difficult for us to do, to invest in ourselves. That's not selfish. That's investing. And while it was a struggle at certain points for everybody, not just her, but for everybody who has tried to explore that other, those other avenues, those other facets of themselves, not one of them, not one of the guests that we've had, and I have others lined up, not one of them said they would ever undo it, that they would still go through the same thing. They're a little wiser, and because they're a little wiser, they would like to share what they've learned, some bumps in the road that they've learned, but some things you just have to learn for yourself. So I say that to say these individuals are valuable gems. They're faceted gems. They're valuable gems because they are willing to share and because they're highly polished to a very high degree. We had someone who talked about pet and animal bereavement. When you talk about the emotional nature, the emotional pull, the emotional agony that a pet owner goes through when they have to put the pet down, as they say, or euthanize the pet, or let the pet go to a gentle sleep because the condition is such that they can no longer withstand the pain or whatever the condition may be. Some people don't understand how devastating that is to a person. Some people don't understand that pets are sometimes family, close, close family to a lot of people. And that insensitivity, I think, has changed. I think people are more aware now, been more advised that pets are very, very precious to a lot of people. And this guest that we had, a good friend of mine, talked about the bereavement counseling that she used to provide at a well-known center here in New York. This was her passion. She saw a need. She developed the position. She addressed the position and the client. And she helped them get through very, very trying and difficult times. It's not a job that everyone can do. This particular individual has a wonderful personality, a beautiful spirit, is a very caring and genuine person. There's nothing phony about her. And it is because she was so passionate and felt so strongly about the work that she was doing that she pursued it. And she pursued it for a few years until it became an actuality. Now this individual lectures. She's been seen all over the world. She's a scholar. She knows what she's doing. And it is that kind of intensity that also propels people and motivates other people to look at themselves, look at their skill set, and decide, maybe this is something I could do. We also had a young lady on the air who was a dental surgeon who was doing a fantastic outreach to a community in another country and helping them with their global financing on a tribal village-to-village level. With the crafts and the goods that individuals made so that the funds could go right back into their community. This is not something you learn overnight. And when she realized that there were certain aspects of this job that she didn't know, mind you, she's a doctor. She was not ashamed to say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. And she was not ashamed to say, I had to seek out assistance from individuals who are experts in X or Y or Z. And she did. We cannot be afraid to ask the questions. We cannot be afraid to ask for help. Because those experts, those individuals that can fill in the blanks that are missing, are there. We just need to tap them on the shoulder and say, look, could you help me with this? We also had an individual on who was doing accounting, which they really weren't crazy about doing. It wasn't their passion. And finally, they decided to start writing or continue writing, finish those projects that they left on the side. And now, as an author of two books and a playwright and someone who is going, who is traveling from coast to coast, this individual feels very, very fulfilled, very happy, very empowered, very self-assured. And is so happy and joyful that they followed their passion, followed their dream. And although she had a safe, steady job that she can rely on, she was willing to take a chance on herself. And one of the things that she said in her interview on the air was, and I'm paraphrasing, what would she say to God if God asked her why she didn't use the gifts that he gave her? And she said she didn't know what she would, how would she answer him? You know, that's a good question. We should not waste the gifts that were given to us. We are called to use them. And she provided a very, very telling interview, which I think hit home for a lot of people. We had another individual who, a grandma, church-loving person, decided, you know, I want to go back to school. There is no age limit on when you go back to school, ladies and gentlemen. There's no age limit. You want to go back to school? Go back to school. She sells property now, sells homes. Is available to teach Spanish to anyone who wants to learn how to be bilingual. Very, very active. A real go-getter, always on the move. Is there for her family and her grandbaby. And is there for herself as well. She knows she has that talent, that gift. And if she needed to, she would go into a classroom in a minute, sit there and say, okay, what else can I soak up and learn? Because she's open. She's a sponge. She's willing to add to her toolkit. And that's why on Faceted Gems, which is part of Neil Blake Rainbow Soul, we talk about the opportunities that you may not even have thought about, but perhaps this gives you an opportunity to think about, because there are so many other people out there willing to take that leap of faith. We had another individual on the air who designs websites. And when she talked about how she got into doing website work, she said she picked up a book, she started reading about it, and, you know, now you can go online. There's a whole lot of resources easily discernible now, easily accessible now. But when she was doing it, no, not really. And she's been at this for a while. Again, she's someone's wife. She's mom to a couple of people. And she is a fantastic web designer. Again, always open to learning. When someone brings an idea to her, she researches it. She does her homework. You must constantly invest in yourself and have fun doing it. It's work, but enjoy yourself. It's work, but it's worth the effort. Another person I'm going to tell you about, and again, this is not everybody that I've had on the air. This is just a small mini list of the types of individuals I've had on. Works as a medical technician, and it's a job he loves. It's a job that is fascinating. It's a job that he has received recognition and certifications and awards, and the staff that he works with acknowledge how good he is. They don't worry about him in the operating room. They can trust him. They can rely on him. And he brings his expertise and his skill every time. That's a joy. That's a joy. And when I look at the kinds of guests that I've had that have come from all walks of life, they've been their own little United Nations. They have provided so much for me as a host. I hope for you as guests, as listeners. And I can tell you, after we have our sessions, I talk to them and they say, oh, I wish you were on for an hour. I was just getting revved up. I was just getting started. There's so much more I'd like to talk about. We've had a few people come back, as a matter of fact, on this show and talk about their progress and their excitement about what they've learned and where their next steps are and how they feel empowered and energized. And that's a wonderful feeling to know that although they have achieved a certain level, they're not finished. They are by no means finished. And that's something that we all need to aspire to, including myself, that we keep striving, keep going forward, and continue to learn and grow. And although for some people, and they admitted it on the air, it was a little scary at first, you got to take those steps. Not everyone had the support. Not everyone had the backing of their family and friends. No. Some did, some didn't. But there was something inside that made them continue to strive. And that's what this is about. That is what I want to bring home to you, that it's okay to try. It's okay to research. It's okay to take small steps, but have that leap of faith. That was also an ongoing theme, to have that leap of faith. And that's why this is careers. This is about empowerment. This is about encouragement. This is about belief in the self. It's all those things. And part of it is self-study. Make a list of what's in your toolkit and what's not. Find out what you need to help develop yourself. Tonight's show was really a recapitulation of some of the types of jobs and areas and things that some of the guests that I've had on the air so far have done. And again, I've left out a lot of people. I've been so fortunate to have so many wonderful guests. Our next Faceted Gem will be a month from now, which will be February 6th. That will be a half-hour show. It will be March 6th. The April show, which is our anniversary show, again, every anniversary, we have an hour-long program. And the hour-long program, I invite a few of my previous guests to come on and talk about what they've learned since we last spoke, what they aspire to, what their next steps are, where they see themselves going. I always ask my guests if they mentor, if they had a mentor, who inspired them, what inspired them, if they have any hobbies or that they partake of, because it's very important to have something that you use to rest, to take yourself away from what you do all the time. It's important to nurture a hobby. And it's been a variety of different things for different people, as it should be. So I say that to say in closing, be good to yourself. Think about yourself as a faceted gem. We're all faceted gems. And we need to look at all the wonderful, wonderful gifts that have been given us, the gifts that we can share. And if we are really honest with ourselves, how we can use those blessings to help others. Love everyone. Empower. Assist when you can. Dream and believe in the positive energy within. This is Diane Murray Ward, Faceted Gems. I leave you listening to Brian Snow. Thank you.